USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A suspected Chinese spy balloon the size of three city buses is being monitored by the U.S. government over Montana. Canadian officials have reported they may have found a second instance. Reports indicate President Biden wanted to shoot it out of the sky, but military advisors have since advised President Biden against it, claiming the debris could pose a safety threat to the people on the ground in this sparsely populated state. The House has relieved Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of her duties on a key committee.
The ayes are 218, the nays are 211, the resolution is adopted.
The House voted in favor of ousting the Minnesota Democrat from the Foreign Affairs Committee as punishment for controversial comments. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
We're not removing her from other committees. We just do not believe when it comes to foreign affairs, especially the responsibility of that position around the world with the comments that you make. She shouldn't serve there.
Omar's controversial comments were about Israel and the 9/11 strike on our country. I'm Dave Collins.
Shall not be infringed with regards to the Second Amendment supersedes California lawmakers, but the California Department of Justice has decided to ignore the federal ruling. California leaders vowed to double down their efforts to protect people from guns following a federal court's decision Thursday to strike down a law that prohibited people with domestic violence restraining orders from getting a gun. The state's Department of Justice said the rule in California remains in effect despite the federal ruling. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom.
Only furthers my resolve to continue California's rightful position as a leader in the gun safety movement.
Good news, the monthly jobs report says over 500,000 jobs were added to the United States in January. USA News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy!
Colorado is seeing a sharp spike in gas prices recently. Skylar McKinney with AAA Colorado says prices rising for the fourth straight week is a direct result of the Suncor refinery shutting down.
How quickly they're rising in Colorado is almost entirely attributable to the fact that we lost a lot of our supply here in the state, and it just costs more to truck, train, and pipeline fuel into Colorado than refine it on site.
A series of safety concerns resulted in the shutdown at the end of December. Skyler says a March opening date is projected for the Suncor refinery.
That's the time of the year generally when we start to see gas prices tick up anyway because of seasonal demands. It is in the springtime when folks go on spring vacation into the summer months.
As Republican lawmakers expressed, police reform must be done at the state level. President Biden is hoping the death of Tyree Nichols leads to swift congressional action on police reform at the federal level.
How can we make some progress on police reform of consequence and the violence in our communities?
Biden made the comments Thursday before he and Vice President Harris met with the members of the Congressional Black Caucus.
I listened to Al Sharpton's eulogy, which I thought was first rate.
Before the meeting began, Biden said his hope was that this dark memory spurs some action that we've all been fighting for. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.